This is Living the RV Dream, episode 235 for Friday, April 8th, 2022.
I'm riding
in my RV,
wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers. Hello, fellow pelican heads. Happy travelers around the world. Full-timers, part-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, weekend warriors, schoolie builders. Who did I forget? Anyway, coming to you today once again from the Flagami Studio Pelican Headquarters in Miami, Florida. And that's a two-week trip with Mom. It just finished. We just finished it today. Lots of places we visited, not that many places, but it was a lot of fun. We were able to time it perfect for us, as I told you last week, for the cherry blossoms in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. By the way, I want to thank Jim from D.C., Jim and Paula for hosting us and showing us around. Jim, by the way, if you're listening, he's a rare Washington D.C. native, not many people born and raised and still in D.C. So I want to thank him, you know, for hosting us and for showing us around and all that. That was really cool. It was cool to see Seth as well. Seth is also our neighbor at Pelicamp, and he's working on a project in D.C. So we got to see him too, and then we went down to. I had never been to a Yogi Bear Jellystone Park, and that was pretty cool. It is actually a part of the Sun Outdoors group, so that was a sponsored video, and you're gonna see that video probably in about 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month. I kind of want to catch up and make all these sponsored videos, chronological as well. And while we were there, you know, of course, I went on two hikes. I went to Jefferson Point. Which that whole area was owned by Thomas Jefferson. It's called Natural Bridge State Park, Virginia. And of course, I did the hike to the Natural Bridge, which goes along this creek. Beautiful hike, and it goes all the way to a waterfall at the end after you go under the Natural Bridge. I'm sorry, my my voice is still kind of gone. I don't know what's going on. But it's been weeks now, months really, that my voice hasn't been the same. But what can you do? But it's been a kind of trip. And one day, actually, we made a day trip to Monticello. Monticello was Thomas Jefferson's home. And it's a beautiful state, beautiful property. We were there exactly where when the tulips were blooming. And there was the tulip garden, beautiful. And we just did the self-guided tour on the first floor, which is very informative. You know, he has all the... He was really into science and that kind of thing. And you can see all his instruments. And of course, it was in Monticello. And this is kind of part of the beginning of my Lewis and Clark themed road trip. It was at Monticello that he taught Lewis a lot of the things, you know, that were helpful, you know, for him to determine like his latitude and longitude and to describe species and all that. So and they have a small section on Lewis and Clark there at the museum. But Monticello was very I'm very glad we visited, and you're gonna see that video more or less in about a month. I think this is the timeline for the videos. And of course, this Sunday we begin the winter season. Winter season is going to be one video. It's going to be like Hillsborough River State Park near Tampa, and we're going to spend some time at Pelicamp. Then the following week is going to be the Gulf Coast. We're going to go from like the Florida Forgotten Coast to the Emerald Coast. We're just going to drive through the Emerald Coast onto Orange Beach, Alabama. And if you saw that video, probably a little over a month ago, we did a sponsored video of the Sun Outdoors there. Well, this video is going to be about everything else we did. And then the Natchez Trace Parkway. And I don't know if I'm going to do like a long video about the Natchez Trace Parkway and then Nashville and Chattanooga. Or we may do Nashville and Chattanooga on a whole different video. Nashville, it wasn't a whole lot. It was just one night. You know, we went to, you know, Broadway there where all the honky-tonk bars are. And we had a good time. And then in Chattanooga, we revisited Ruby Falls, and it was fun. We did quite a few things. So that's going to be the winter mini season, and then we begin with this trip with Mom that I just got back from in 2 weeks. So my plan is in about a month to be like only a month behind, which would be quite a feat for me. So, and probably next week. Probably next week here at the podcast, I'm going to give you more or less the timeline for our summer road trip. I think we're getting close to that timeline. Of course, that timeline is somewhat going to be determined by General Motors on whether they can get chips and manufacture trucks. Because I kind of want to do that upgrade already. I can't find that truck that I want. I mean, I'm waiting for the Silverado refresh. Let's put it that way. You know, the one that is going to have that digital screen and the electronic shifter on the center console there. So I'm waiting for that. Meanwhile, I am going to buy a set of new tires for the Colorado, and we're gonna start that trip with the Colorado. And depending on where we are, when the truck is available, we'll drive down and get the truck, or we'll see. We'll see what we can do. But that is kind of the plan. In about, I want to say, by the end of April, we're going to depart on this trip. We're probably going to hug the Appalachians all the way up to just west of Pittsburgh. So we might do a little bit of Smoky Mountains, visit my friend Roberto Gomez in Waynesville. We might go back to some of these places, maybe Skyline Drive, that kind of thing. You know, do a little bit of that, and then just west of Pittsburgh, we're gonna begin that trip first on the Ohio River, and we're gonna do, you know, hugging the Kentucky Ohio border until we reach the Mississippi. And we're gonna then do a couple of things in St. Louis. And by the way, if you're in St. Louis and you want to organize a meetup, let me know. I mean, I'm not gonna organize the meetups, but if someone local wants to organize meetups, find a brewery, find a nice barbecue place, and a place for us to meet up. And, you know, talk to the place, tell them, you know, we're going to have like, what, 40 people or whatnot or more. Let me know. Send me an email, robert@travelingrobert.com. And I want to do like a meetup in every major city that we're going to visit. Probably not Pittsburgh, because we're not going to go to Pittsburgh proper. I don't think so, because we were just there last fall. But definitely St. Louis, definitely Kansas City, and most likely Omaha, Bismarck, North Dakota. I don't know. And of course, Portland, Oregon would be one of those. So let me know if you're going to be in any of these cities, and I'll give you more or less, give or take, the dates where we intend to be there. When we are in Kansas City, we might make a detour down to Texas, just because I want to visit a friend there, and maybe Pelicamp Midwest. I don't know. I mean, Texas is technically not the Midwest, but it's like halfway through the country, so that would be a good spot, and that would be very close to I-40. So I don't know. I'm thinking of Pelicamp, Texas. What do you guys think? We'll see. Maybe we'll call it Bighorn Camp, or I don't know, what should we call it? No, for Texas. I don't think they have a whole lot of pelicans in northern Texas, but I don't know. In any case, that's kind of the plan. And today's episode, as I say, is going to be kind of short. I haven't said it, but I'm kind of, you know, tired from this long trip, and I need to, you know, get my bearings. And next week, Oh, another update. I'm working on giving a facelift. Minutini One is getting a facelift. I just finished. And we didn't get to replace the axles. That would have been prohibitively expensive. But we did get the axles aligned, and I got, you know, the whole brake job and bearings and all that and tires. So the whole, you know, the whole drivetrain, or what would you call that? It's not the drivetrain, but, you know, the part that moves for Minutini One, it's all, you know, renewed. And now we're going to, over the next week, they're doing a new roof, which is good because I had a lot of legacy equipment up there that I don't really use anymore, such as like that Togo antenna. It's a Vanguard antenna, but it was that Togo antenna that had the unlimited AT&T plan that then they canceled, and I'm like really peeved. I was very peeved with that. So I don't want to advertise Togo up there anymore, so I don't want that antenna up there. And I'm thinking for Minutini One, if I start traveling in there again, I might, you know, bite the bullet and get that Pep Wave router that everybody is using. So we'll see. Or I'll get another Vanguard antenna, like the one that the Vanguard 360, like the one I have in Minutini 3. I'll get that from Minutini 1. I'll just swap SIM cards from Minutini 1 to Minutini 3 and back and forth. But yeah, I told them only to keep like the solar panels and the Wii Boost. The Wii Boost I do want to keep there. So and then I'm gonna look into upgrading the battery and the inverter for Minutini 1. And you know, I want to keep the old trailer, and I want to take initially short trips with it. The only thing that we couldn't do was lift it. You know, I wanted to get a lift kit and lift it off the ground a little bit. So what I might do, I'm gonna get a regular weight distribution hitch for it, and save the prop ride for my next trailer if it is a bigger one. So, you know, I'm not going to get rid of the prop ride, but the prop ride is overkill for Minutini One, and it really sits too low on the ground. So for ground clearance, I'd rather have something, you know, a little higher. So that's what I'm going to do with Minutini One, and keep it there at Pelicamp. I'm thinking, you know, put a roof over it, and if worst comes to worst, that would be a great rig to take to Alaska. So we'll see. I just want to have it like in top shape. Even if I decide to sell it, I don't want to sell something that has like leaks on the roof or any damage like that. So I want it to be pristine as possible. So that's what I'm doing with my original trailer. I'm gonna, you know, put all the stickers on it, and it's gonna be great. It's gonna look great. Now let me listen to some of your voicemail here on the SpeakPipe. By the way, if you want to leave a voicemail for the podcast, go to travelingrobert.com, and let me see, because I forgot where we put that widget. It's on the bottom left. There's a green widget that says "Leave a voice message." There, you can leave me a voice message, and I'll play it back here on the podcast. By the way, The website, travelingrobert.com, check it out if you want to see my favorite products or some of my merchandise. You know, I'm doing new hats, new t-shirts. I have a new logo that I haven't put there yet, but there's going to be a new logo that I think you guys are going to like a lot. It's more like a less photographic, more cartoonish, but I personally like it a lot, so I hope you like it too. And there's a link there also to the RV Camping magazine. You know, I don't know if I told you last week, but I was on the front page, you know, on the cover of the magazine. I made the cover. So check it out. And there's a click to subscribe button right there. And it's RVblogger.com is the website that does the magazine. But there's a link there. So check it out. And check out the article. I think they did a great article on me, and you know, it was a nice, good interview, and you get to see a lot of pictures from like the past 5-6 years of my RV life. So check it out. Now let's listen to some of your voicemail. And here's George Hernandez from Las Vegas. Oh man, I want to go back to Las Vegas. Probably not on this summer trip. It gets too hot out there. But next winter, yeah, definitely. We are overdue for a night of debauchery in Sin City. And you know what happens in Vegas. Anyway, George Hernandez, let's listen to his voicemail.
Hi, Robert. This is George from Las Vegas, my friend. Enjoy life. I'm living my life through your eyes. Someday, I hope to do the same thing that you're doing. Love you, man. Take care.
Thank you. And the great thing about Las Vegas, and I have to talk to my friend Rafa, who lives in Vegas as well. There's so much to see in nearby, you know. As I've always said, a lot of people, you know, dream about South Florida and Miami and the sunshine and the coconut trees and all that. But really, all we have nearby is the Florida Keys and the Everglades, which are two very nice places. You know, don't get me wrong. But in Vegas, you are within a day's drive of, oh man, all the Utah national parks pretty much. And if you go to the West Coast, you are a day's drive from California, from LA, basically. You can head down to Arizona within a day's drive. I mean, you have so much beauty nearby that... and I used to think of Vegas, to be totally honest about it, when I didn't know Vegas. You know, I just saw the surroundings of Las Vegas, which is it's some parts are kind of depressing. So I thought of it as a depressing city, but once you see where people actually live, like my friend Rafa, and you know, you are a day's drive from at least from southeastern Utah, so you can go to Zion. You know, a day's drive. You're a day's drive from Southern California. You can even make it down to Mexico in a day if you really want to. And I mean, all the Southern California, all the Arizona parks, and then, you know, the rest of Nevada, which is not too shabby either. So that would be a good place, actually, for Pelican Quest. Maybe somewhere in Nevada. Although, I'm still thinking Northern Arizona. We'll see. All right, next message.
Hello, Roberto. This is Bernay from Fairy Dust, Weep the Wild Winds. I sent you some emails. Hopefully you get it. We were inviting you to join us in June for the Oregon meetup. If you want more information, get my email and we'll give it to you. I left you my phone number as well. It would be awesome. Van Life with Gina, Gracie Seeking Adventures, among so many others, will be there. And it's one big party. So come on down if you can. It's going to be June, starting the 11th through the 17th, at a beautiful RV place with hookups. So let us know. We can help you out. Get my emails. Thank you.
That would be a great idea. And actually, I don't wanna say yes or no. I would love to attend, but I don't wanna say yes to any exact dates yet, because to be honest, I don't know exactly when I'm going to make it to the Oregon coast or to Oregon at all. So I know I'm gonna make it. Could be late May, could be late June, could be early June. And if it is early June, I would definitely attend the event. I love meeting fellow content creators and viewers, and of course, I intend to do a Portland meetup for sure, or maybe a Bend meetup of Bend, Oregon. I hear that they have the, is it Portland or Bend that has the most breweries per capita in the United States, and of course, Crater Lake and many other places that I want to visit in Oregon besides the coast.
Hello, Robert. This is Lionel Chavis. I'd like to know when you are selling the new Pelican Head T-shirts. And if you have them in black.
Hey, just go to travelingrobert.com and click on the apparel link. Is it apparel or merchandise? You know, I don't even know. I know I told Remy, okay, when you go to travelingrobert.com, there are three boxes there. One of them says, click to watch my videos. That's self-explanatory. Listen to my music for free. And you can listen to all the music there, or... you know, you can go to Apple Music or buy on iTunes, as it says there. And then the one on the right, check out my merch. And if you click there, there are links to all my CDs on iTunes, to my stickers, and top right, apparel store. And if you visit that apparel store, I know I have a lot of stuff, but the Pelican head, I need to create a Pelican head t-shirt, which I'm going to do very soon. The ones that I have right now say Pelican. I have Pelican head hats. So check that link frequently over the next week. I'm going to organize it a little bit. I'm going to retire some old designs and make all the Pelicans, that new Pelican that I'm kind of making my official logo, that Kerry very graciously designed for me. And Kerry also designed the truck towing a trailer that I'm thinking, you know, since it is more generic, and I don't know, I don't want to be changing my logo every time I change truck or trailer. So I want to have something more generic, and I hope you like it. I hope you like it. And I'm gonna release that probably next week. But for right now, check out that apparel store. And if it seems overwhelming, the amount of products I have there, you can filter it out by men, women, kids, accessories, and narrow it down to what you're looking for. So check that out. And let me know what you think.
Hi, Robert. This is Carol from southwestern Pennsylvania. I was doing some trip planning of my own and was rewatching some of your older North Dakota videos where you had visited some of the Lewis and Clark sites. I was curious if this visit was perhaps the inspiration for this summer's plans. Are you going to be revisiting those sites? And also, when you're doing the research to make these trip planning, are there any good books that you have read about Lewis and Clark, particularly maybe some that were more recently written? I love to read historical novels of places I'm going, and was curious if you do the same. Hopefully, we'll see you on the road, Robert. Thank you for sharing these amazing trips.
Well, thank you for your message, and I'm actually reading a book about Lewis and Clark, and I fully recommend it. It's a very detailed book. It's called Undaunted Courage by Stephen Ambrose. And actually just downloaded the audiobook so I can, because it's been a daunting task reading. It's a very long book. So I just downloaded the audiobook as well. So maybe when I'm, you know, on those long trips back and forth from Pelicamp or now on the trip, I can listen to some of them. I like the written book because I can make notes, but the audiobook is really good. It's well narrated on Audible. I downloaded it, but Undaunted Courage, very, very detailed. It goes from like the birth of Lewis and the birth of Clark and the birth of Thomas Jefferson and what transpired to make Jefferson and Lewis to meet each other, come together, and how it all coincided with the Louisiana Purchase. And what's interesting about Lewis and Clark, and it's become kind of like a footnote in the history of the United States. And we went to we went to Washington, D.C., to the National Museum of American History, the Smithsonian. You know, this should be like the Paragon. Like the Museum of Record, right? There's nothing. Nothing about Lewis and Clark. It's like, and they have like the first automobile that ever made a cross-country road trip, which was really good, really cool. And at the time, you know, there were no roads. And the first automobile that made that, but at the time of Lewis and Clark, there was no West. They didn't know what they were going. So that was the first true cross-country road trip by Americans, by what today we consider Americans. Let's not talk about Native Americans, which they probably didn't do the whole cross-country trip or anything like that. You know, this was the first time this kind of thing was done in the American continent, and it's kind of forgotten to history. And absolutely, when I went to Fort Mandan in North Dakota, and even before then, by chance, I stumbled upon the statue of Lewis and Clark at Falls of the Ohio State Park, across the Ohio River from Louisville, on I think it's Jeffersonville, Indiana, or Clarksville, Indiana, one of the two. And and I started, you know, doing my research about these two guys, Lewis and Clark, which nobody talks about him all that much, and it's a fascinating story. How they made it to the West Coast, and even more fascinating And I'm gonna give it away. When they arrived to the Pacific, they did a vote on what to do. You know, do we go back? Do we stay here for the winter? Do we go across the river? You know, what do we do? And for the first time, I think they had one slave and one Native American woman, Sacagawea, and Sacagawea. I think, I don't know how to pronounce it exactly. They all voted. The slave cast his vote, and the Native American woman cast her vote too. And I think that was one of those first examples of like true democracy, you know, a referendum. And a lot of things like that about this trip were fascinating. You know, the first time they encountered a grizzly bear and they couldn't kill it. You know, it took like 10 bullets to kill a grizzly bear. And they were discovering these things for the first time in our recorded history, you know, in shall we call it Western history, American history, the history we know. And I find it fascinating. You know, they were the first to head out there into, you know, after they passed St. Louis. I mean, we knew about the Sioux Native Americans and some of the tribes, but we didn't really know what was after that next bend of the Missouri River, you know, and a lot of that knowledge they acquired from tribes, you know, they encountered along the way, you know, Native American nations, and with the Mandan they encountered that this I mean, it was a teenage girl, Sacagawea, and she knew several languages, so she translated from, I forget now, from the Haidatsa to the Mandan language, and from the Mandan to French, and then the French guy translated to English, and they're lucky. They were lucky to encounter the truth. So in a short way, you know, just in one sentence, you know, I wanna as I'm making their journey as my guideline for this trip. It's not the if you're not into history, don't worry. The whole trip is not gonna be about history. I'm going to make many detours to see many points of interest along the way. But I thought that following their journey would be a good guide, you know, we're going to revisit many places that we've been visited before, like Mount Rushmore, like the Badlands. We're going to revisit all that. But a lot of it is going to be new, and a lot of it is going to be a detour. Like, I intend to go to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky, and we might even do a little bit of the Bourbon Trail. We might even do, you know, Mammoth Cave again. I'm going to do a little bit of Louisville, you know, visit the city, see what the city is like now that the pandemic is all but over. You know, we can visit more highly populated places more freely, and I'm really looking forward to that and to sharing that trip with you that begins really in 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm going to start really planning it now. Yeah, that's it. That's it for this episode. As always, check out my website, travelingrobert.com. I also have links to products that you may want to try. And that's always a way for you to show your support to the show and to me. You know, I'm not one to be, you know, asking for you to donate or anything like that. But if you buy something on Amazon, just go through my link and I get a little bit of a referral fee. And that always helps, you know, finance all my travels and for me to be able to share with you all these journeys. And if you enjoy it, if you find value in them, check that out. Also, there's a support page. If you feel so compelled to do so, you know, check out Patreon. I have a PayPal link to YouTube memberships, all kinds of ways that you can help support what I do. And I'm really looking forward to this trip. This is going to be, I think, the best one ever. But we'll see. Until next week, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream. And loving the RV lifestyle, because I'm free in my RV.